Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call Tom Chorsky. He's at a hockey game. He's got to leave the area to go outside. And talk. We appreciate that very much. Tom, who are you watching tonight?
Maxie, our daughter is an 11th grader in high school, and she plays at Edina, and so I'm over at Braemar, and they are playing at the Duluth girls. A team is down from Duluth.
How's it going so far?
It's a little one-sided. Edina's taking it to them pretty good.
Yep.
When I left, I think it was 5-0 when I left.
Okay. Yeah, UMD beat the Gopher women's hockey team in double overtime up in Duluth today, 3-2, just
well,
on the side. Tom, what'd you see from the Wild that they're playing better?
I think out of the gate we expected, more than what we saw early on. I think they probably, had to go through some bad times to really give their head a shake. I was telling someone today, just to give this little bit of an analogy, that let's just say if you were the coach or the general manager and you could go into this group, you could say, listen, if you want out of here, you're going to have to play better because no one wants you. If you want to stay here and play for us, you better play better because if you don't, we don't want you. If, if you guys want to look back at your career and be proud of the effort and the way you played the game every night, you better change how you're playing, because right now we don't want you, no one wants you, and you're not doing much for yourself. It's just kind of a thought I had. So sometimes teams have to, figure it out. And I think they've maybe said, we can either not care about each other and not play for each other, and that's not going to be a lot of fun, or we can kind of figure it out and pull together. And when they do, I still don't think they're going to, they're not going to go out and win a Stanley Cup, but when they do play for each other, play together, kind of play the style that they need to play, they can beat a lot of teams, most nights.
Did you ever have a coach that said those same words to you? Were you ever in a lull in the storm, so to speak, in the NHL where you got that speech? Almost sounds like you're repeating something.
Yeah, no, that's a good catch by you. Absolutely. There were teams I was on that weren't very good or you're struggling, or they might have an inkling that there's one guy who's disgruntled, but it's like, if you don't like it here and you don't want to be here, I can't trade you if you're not going to play better. No one, they don't want you like that.
Coaches see what we see.
Yeah, it's fair. Right. I mean, and then, at the end of the day, it gets everyone playing better, and then sometimes nothing happens. But I think the Wild that's just a wild guess by me a little bit, and kind of an assumption. But I think they started the season. They knew it might be a little rocky. They know you're getting a little older in some spots. But I think if you ask why they're playing better now too, they've put together this young line of Cunnan, Eriksson Ek, and Greenway, and it's a nice mixture of talent. They're all relatively young, and they because they're strong and they're pretty gritty, they got some size and they've got some skill, they put that line out against some of the other teams' better lines, and it's showing that those young guys are maybe ready to take a step. And then it also, if Bruce Boudreau can say, I can put those guys out there against maybe a number one line some nights or number two line, I can get Stahl and his guys away from, from that better line. I can get them away from that better defending pair.
That Makar last night for Colorado, I think he's only 21 years old. He scored two goals to tie it up. He looks like a real deal, huh?
Yeah, he was I believe he was an unrestricted free agent. So for people that like to, hear the stories about the kid that went undrafted, probably wasn't the darling in back in the day when he was 18 years old or whatever. He went and played college hockey. I think he played at UMass out east, but he was an unrestricted. He signed as a free agent, and in those cases, usually you're really highly touted, and you can kind of pick the team that maybe needs you the most, or tells you to your face, hey, if you sign with us, we promise you will play. Anyway, he's really stepping up to the forefront. He's on pace to, like, tie, you know, some of the scoring records of all time as a defenseman and as a 21-year-old. So a pretty fascinating story, and he's really one of the bright spots of this early season.
Alex Stalock has played well the last two games. Devin Dubnyk's out. We're not quite sure how long. What is it like for Stalock? How is it different when you start playing every night versus is it easier to be a good goaltender when you're playing every night versus once in a while, or vice versa?
No, absolutely. I'm sure he's going to feel better knowing that he's going in. It's hard to come off the bench. You know, a lot of times those guys get thrown in either unexpectedly after a period or a half a period or middle of the game, you know, when the starting goalie has either gotten lit up, whether it's his fault or not. It's a technique, obviously, for a coach to pull the starter and put the backup in as a wake up to the team if it's not really the starting goalie's fault. But for Stalock to know that he's going to go in, he can prepare, and he's got to relish it, right? I mean, at one point, this guy was, in college, he was the starting goalie and might have won a national championship, if I'm not mistaken. But, he's going to feel a lot better than coming off the bench or going into a game on the road on a back-to-back, which sometimes kind of feels almost like the team says, well, we might not win this one anyway. Let's just give the starter a rest and put the poor backup goalie in. And, hey, if he wins, it's a cherry on top. If he doesn't, it's kind of expected. But he's really played well, and he's earned it. I mean, I think he's not in there only because Dubnyk is out, but he's been getting – I think he's probably gotten two starts this year that if Dubnyk was hot, I think they would have played Dubnyk, but they put Stalock in there, and Stalock got him some wins, and if he didn't get the win, he played well.
Now, the Gophers are playing Wisconsin tonight. They're at 2-0, and which, last week they couldn't stop anything against Penn State. But, again, from near as I can tell, you're talking about a half-empty arena. Now, this is the Gophers of Wisconsin. They were supposed to kind of carry the Big Ten once they got this hockey. From near as I can tell, you're talking about a half-empty arena. Now, this is the Gophers of Wisconsin. They were supposed to kind of carry the Big Ten once they got this hockey thing in place. How do you read that? How do you read the lack of interest in Gopher hockey right now?
Well, it's it's getting fans back is hard. When you have them, it's great, and it's in business too. In business, they'll tell you, hey, invest in your customers because it's a lot easier to keep a customer than to go out and
you want the definition of hard. Go try to recapture them.
Yeah, and really with the fans, I think about this stuff quite a bit, and it doesn't really matter what sport it is, but if you lose a sports fan, and in this case, some pretty diehard fans, it took a lot to make them give up and go away. You've really spurned them, and you've lost that connection, and you've lost that trust. And there was a day when, if you were a Gopher hockey fan and you were going to the games and you felt connected to the program, And they let that slip. They let that slide. Some of it was the changing of the league. And then there was this sort of, there was this reputation and naysayers saying, well, it's not the same anymore. We don't want to see those teams play. But so and I think it's a perfect storm. It's not just that the athletic department or that the hockey program kind of let their fans fade away and didn't take care of them better. It was a bunch of things, but that I certainly think that was kind of part of it. The other part is that for some reason they felt compelled, or that it would be a good idea to have various pricing on their tickets, and they thought, well, we'll make uninteresting games or less interesting games cheaper, but when these big rivalries come to town, we're going to jack up the prices, and no one's buying that either. I mean, the games aren't. The team isn't, that good yet that everyone's dying to go watch them play. Hockey has started up, high school hockey has started up, and now it's tough to get people to come back. And now, especially if they go, well, tickets were $30 last week and now they're $50. Really? You know, that doesn't sit very well.
Yeah, that's a good point. And, of course, winning solves just about everything. Now, Hockey Day in Minnesota is Hockey Day in Minneapolis. You're Minneapolis guys. You're involved in this. How are they coming with that?
You know, I appreciate you asking it because it's an important thing. It's coming along. We've gotten our schedule, and we need to get the word out a little bit better. And I'll just tell you, so it's a Thursday. We've got a couple girls games, Minneapolis focused. Holy Angels is playing in Minneapolis. Then there's the second game is Grand Rapids, Greenway, and they're going to play the Blake girls. So that's a little bit of a bigger game against two very good hockey teams. The Blake girls will be one of the top in the state. And then on Friday night, we'll have we're going to have a women's all-star game. And I'll toot my own horn a little bit. This was kind of my idea that women's hockey has reached the point, and we've had enough successful teams with the Gophers and Duluth and girls and women from Minnesota. We got the Whitecaps, that we would be able to do a women's game of either sort of alumni that are done playing and maybe even some current Whitecaps who might be able to get them out there, and some former Olympians. Things like that. And then we're going to do a men's NHL alumni game after that. So Friday night, we're hoping to get a lot of hockey fans from the metropolitan area to come over and just watch some former players, both on the women's side and the men's side. And hopefully the beer tent will be cooking a little bit, and we'll have some food trucks. Food trucks will be available throughout the weekend to make it a real festive and community kind of event. And then Saturday is, you know, the main hockey day. Minnesota is Saturday. War Road is coming down to play the Minneapolis Boys High School team. That's Joe Dietzick's team that he coaches that Minneapolis club. I used to work with him on that team. But we're excited to have War Road come down too, and hopefully a lot of their fans. I've heard a bunch of their other teams will come down and play other, you know, I'm talking about Bantam teams. Sure. And girls, U15 or U12-year-olds playing, you know, they're going to come down for the weekend so they can play other teams around here and then go watch their boys team play. The highlight on the boys side, or I should say the bigger AA game, is Blaine versus Blake. Two of the top boys teams in AA will play. And then another first is we're having the University of Minnesota Golden Gophers women's team play against Ohio State, and that's a league game for the WCHA, which is a first as well, which is really cool. And then of course that night we go off site from Parade Stadium, or the Parade Sports Complex down there, and go over to the Wild, and Dallas Stars are playing the Minnesota Wild. And then the next day is, you know, things are starting to wind down, but we're gonna reuse that outdoor facility and have a skate with the men's Gophers team. So you know, this is a nonprofit effort. We're raising money. We're looking for more sponsors. We've had some really good sponsors step up, and we appreciate that. But we have to underwrite this thing to build it and get it going. And then, you know, we're hoping for some decent profits or proceeds that we can give back to Minneapolis youth hockey. And there's four teams. It's the Dynamites, which is a longstanding inner city program for underprivileged kids that, you know, using hockey to keep them active and outdoors and exposed to the game. The Minneapolis Traveling Hockey Association, which is called the Storm, is the other one. And then the Park Board, because we have a partnership with the Park Board. The Park Board program, we're going to try to send, you know, a quarter of the funds to them, and that's just your old outdoor. That's why kind of where I got my start skating down at the park on a Saturday morning, you know, on the natural ice. And then the other one is called the City of Lakes, which is another indoor program, but it's a lower cost and a more modest, you know, traveling program on kind of the northeast side, so that kids didn't, if they weren't going to come over to the west side and try to connect with all the kids in the Storm program. So these are important hockey programs, and we hope that people will come down and support and have a beer and watch the alumni games, and maybe come back the next day and watch the Lady Gophers. If they're not, you know, Minneapolis folks, they can still come, and the monies are going to try to, you know, pump back into Minneapolis youth hockey and, you know, keep it going or get it going a little bit stronger. And we're just really, you know, I think we're excited. We think this can be a great event, and we just need and want people to come down and support it.
Tom, you get back in there and watch your daughter play, but thank you so much for giving us some time.
Well, I always appreciate it, Maxie. Anytime. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. Tom Trusky, one of the class acts in this town.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.